Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Jim, I don't know who you are. There is a charge of $59.95 on my bank account, and we never contacted you. We don't know who you are.
Okay, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account.
48189.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
It's Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, Enloe, E-N-L-O-E.
Okay, could the account be under Nancy?
Yes, it could.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So we have an account with Nancy in that last name, E-N-L-O-E.
Yes.
Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
Verify what address?
The mailing address.
Mailing address.
Yes, ma'am.
9084 Grove Drive. That's G-R-O-V-E.
Okay.
In Whitmore Lake, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. And, okay, so looking at this account, ma'am, it looks like here, that back on February the 2nd, it says here that you entered into a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. But in their terms and conditions, before placing that order, they should have had those on that web page at the bottom of the screen. I'm not sure if you read those or not. But
I've never talked to you before. And why would I get another Dyson?
Okay, ma'am. So it was a contest entry for the Dyson vacuum. Again, we only handle the accounts. We don't handle any of the websites or products. We're just a third party call center. And so I just provide the information that I see on the account. Again, this account was created on February the 2nd. For a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, but when that order got placed, in their terms and conditions, it stated that if this account was not canceled, that it will be automatically enrolled into an online meal plan app. And the meal plan app that you got enrolled to, ma'am, is called Bites Hub, and that is spelled
B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Yes, ma'am. And that's the name of that meal plan app. And that meal plan app, it also says here that they should have emailed you regarding the download of that app. And that app is actually like it's a fitness and health app. So, and with that being said, it has like easy to follow tutorials on how to make better food choices. It has meal plans and recipe guides on there as well.
What information do you have on me? I am Nancy. Do you have my credit card number?
So we aren't allowed to have the customer's full credit card information. On this account, it would only show the last four.
And what are the last four digits?
The last four digits of this card is 8169.
Well, that's not even my card number. That is Ellen Enloe's card number.
That
so you've got Nancy and Ellen confused here in something that was never ordered.
So both of so the name on this account is called Nancy, E-N-L-O-E. But the the email is ellen-enloe@charter.net.
So how do we get this charge removed?
One second, let's see if there's anything I can do. Okay, ma'am. So actually, we actually won't be able to issue you a refund. You'll actually have to go to your bank regarding it.
I've just been talking to my bank and they suggested I call you and see if we can straighten this out.
Okay, ma'am. 'Cause I'm looking at the information and it's telling me otherwise. Give me one second. I'm gonna get my supervisor over here and see if she can either verify what I just said or see if we are able to issue that refund. Give me one second. Okay, ma'am, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. So, my supervisor just confirmed that we will not be able to issue you a refund. And it's due to those terms and conditions whenever this item got placed. That is a legal document. And so with that being said, I can stop any future charges,
Look,
but the $59.89
I never
charge.
saw any document. I don't know what kind of regulations you have on your document. You are
Ma'am, it's not
unknown to
our
me, so
document.
all of this, is crazy.
Yes, ma'am, but again, it's not our document. We only provide the
Whose
information
document
that
is it? You're saying that it's my document?
it's the, give me one second. It looks like here. I'm not sure who you did the contest with, but it says here under the campaign name, that meal plan app name Bites Hub. So it could either be their terms and conditions or whoever actually hosted the contest. So again, we just provide the information that we have
That
of
all
the
sounds
account.
pretty shaky to me. What information do you have of mine? Do you have my credit card number?
Okay, ma'am, I already explained that we do have a credit card number on file and the last four
Okay, what is
numbers.
that number?
We only have the last four numbers again, and that credit card number again is 8169.
8169. That is my daughter's number. It's not my number, but you say that you have it in my name.
The name of
So
this account is Ne. So what happened was, so it looks like here your daughter may have ordered this, but you have to be a certain age to order the product. So that's maybe why she used your name. I'm not sure, but it is Nancy ENLOE on the account. The email address is Ellen dash ENLOE at charter.net. The phone number that we have on file is 734-449-2351.
okay, that's the house phone. I'm speaking to you on my cell phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Who in your organization would handle this? Do you have a billing department or a
What would you mean handle this? Handle what exactly, ma'am?
I want my money back.
Okay, ma'am, so no one here in this office, and I mean no one, not even the owner, could refund this account, ma'am. That's why I stated you would have to go to your bank regarding a refund.
Well, then my bank will contact you and go through the same crazy business.
Okay, ma'am, and we'll just send them everything on
Jesus.
This account.
This is shady and it's shaky, and yet you're pushing me off because you have no control. Well, you had the control to charge my credit card, $59.98.
We only handle the accounts. We only get the accounts. The money don't go to us. It went towards the
meal plan. And I'm asking you, who handles the money? Who handles the money that I can talk to?
So, ma'am, we will be the ones that could refund you, but we can't refund you.
You would be the one that would refund me, but you can't refund me.
Yes, ma'am.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
You have to get an order from somebody to refund me?
No, ma'am. So, according to those terms and conditions, again, I understand you did not see those, and you may not even been the one to order this product. But because that product was ordered, and at the very top of those terms and conditions, it states that upon completion of that contest entry, the buyer and the seller are legally bound to that document. And that's upon completion of that order. And again, this
and
order was
this,
completed on February the 2nd.
I will go to my bank. This, you know, you're giving me just a bunch of runaround gibberish. There was never a phone call. There was never a mailing that was returned. We know nothing about you or your contest. Yet you
again, ma'am, it's
somehow
not our contest.
Got my
we
credit
only
card
handle
number.
The accounts. When the contest get entered, all the information on a contest get generated under one account, so we can keep track of everything that happens on the account, like any charges, any refunds, anything. There's has to be someone who controls what happens on those accounts, or that manages those accounts, and that's what we do. We provide customer service for online vendors. We service over 1,000 online vendors who all sell different products, and we only handle their customer service accounts.
And you handle the accounts for some company that was giving away a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me the name of that company?
1 second. So the name of that would be the Factory Direct Savings Store. And again,
are
I'm
you
so,
there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay.
And so, in order for you to get that refund, you'll have to go to your bank. And basically what I'm saying is what I mean by go to your bank is dispute those charges.
Yes, I will contest those charges at my bank. And they will
contact
you.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
The same as I'm doing, but you can't give me any information. Who's higher up than you?
I mean...
You say you handle accounts for many, many companies.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I have a supervisor, but the supervisor was the one that literally gave me the information to relate to you, ma'am.
What information?
That we could not issue you a refund and that you will have to contact your bank.
Well, I certainly will do that, but... very shaky operation. You should get yourself a different job. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service.